I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. We're starting today with an update on the status of the Iran nuclear deal. President Trump pulled out of the historic agreement and plans to once again impose economic sanctions on Iran. But not everyone is on the same page. Our European allies and Iran say they want to salvage the deal. Barbara Slavin is the director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council.
This deal is very important from a European perspective. It was Europe back in 2003 that began the dialogue with Iran about its nuclear program when the Bush administration refused to speak to Iran without preconditions. And so they take a lot of pride in the accomplishment of the agreement. They see it as vital for nonproliferation in the entire Middle East and as a pillar of what remains of stability in the region. A lot of times people say, oh, they don't want to sacrifice trade. I really think it's the strategic aspects of the agreement even more than the economic aspects.
Now, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani met with Austrian officials yesterday in Vienna, and he says Iran will remain in the nuclear deal if other countries can, quote, guarantee Iran's interests. What does he mean by that?
What he means by that is a minimum of trade and investment. The United States dominates the international financial system, and President Trump, in leaving the Iran nuclear agreement, said that all U.S. secondary sanctions would be reimposed, which means that companies, European companies, Asian companies that seek to do business in Iran are liable to having their activities in the United States barred. And of course, given the size of the American market, something like $400 trillion compared to the Iranian market, which I think is something like $80 billion, that's kind of a no-brainer. Something like 50 big multinational companies have already announced that they've either left or will leave the Iran market by the U.S. deadline of November the 4th. And we are expected very soon, I think possibly on Friday, the European Union is supposed to present to the Iranians a package of measures that will, for example, establish a financial channel that will bypass the dollar that the United States will not be able to block as effectively as other channels. There will be perhaps a list of investments and trade deals that will continue to go forward, mostly from small and medium-sized European companies that don't have the same kind of exposure to the American market that the big companies do. And then the Iranians will have to decide whether it's enough for them to stay in the agreement.
And China, of course, is part of the agreement they've signed on.
Yeah, I mean, this is a multilateral agreement. It was negotiated by the United States, the other permanent members of the UN Security Council, and Germany. And it was enshrined in a UN Security Council resolution. So the United States violated the agreement by withdrawing when Iran was in compliance. And now it is trying to bully the rest of the world into accepting the reimposition of sanctions when there is no legitimate reason for the reimposition of sanctions. This is going to be a real test of wills, and it could permanently damage the U.S. ability to impose sanctions if other countries find ways around them to safeguard the Iran deal.
Can the deal be altered and amended at this point, or is it what's there is there and the parties who've signed on either move forward or not?
Well, you know, there was an effort, I don't know how sincere it was, by the Trump administration to reach some understandings with the Europeans before Trump pulled out of the deal on what might augment the agreement. For example, there's certain provisions that remain in place only for 10 years, 15 years, that sort of thing. But, you know, when Trump pulled out, frankly, he also pulled the rug out from those negotiations. So there is no negotiating process going on now. If there were, of course, Iran would have to be part of that. And the administration has instead issued a list of 12 demands for Iran to change pretty much all its policies in the region and domestically. And in return, the United States would lift sanctions. But it's a very unrealistic list.
How much leverage does Europe have, given that there's only so much trade that can occur with U.S. sanctions reimposed?
You know, I think Europe has a lot of leverage. As I said, I don't think the Iranians are expecting the impossible. They have a very minimal understanding of what Europe can do. Some continued purchases of oil by European companies and some continued trade and investment in other areas. I think if the Europeans can come up with this sort of package, it will be an enormous moral victory, frankly, for the European Union and also for the Iranian government. It would show a willingness to defy the United States and what are seen as unreasonable actions by the Trump administration.
How likely do you think it is that the Iran deal will continue without the U.S.? Is this kind of a, yeah, they're going to come to some agreement, or are you really wondering whether this is going to move forward?
Well, it's a challenge. I think the Iranians will wait, believe it or not, to see what happens in our midterm elections. They understand that he's not the most popular president and that we have important elections coming up. And this agreement, as I mentioned, the negotiations began in 2003. So it took a very long time to get there. It's a big achievement for Iranian foreign policy as well. And I think they will give it some time before they would leave it to see again how strong the Trump administration is and how many other countries are willing to abide by these new sanctions.
What will you be watching for in the next few weeks?
The Iranian reaction to the European package, any announcements coming out of China, India, and Turkey on whether they're going to continue to buy Iranian oil and how they're going to do that, and also just how President Trump handles the upcoming NATO summit. If he continues to antagonize our closest allies, as he did at the summit in Canada of the G7, I think that will help the Iranians, frankly.
Barbara Slavin is the director of the Atlantic Council's Future of Iran Initiative. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks.